Sonic Erotica.
How are you doing there?
Good.
Mm-hmm. Ready to go on a little bit of a journey?
Mm-hmm. If you're taking me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Happily. Alright, it's been a really long day already. So what I want you to do is just spend a minute getting back down into your body. It's really hard to give yourself permission to just be and relax. Sink down into being you. It's draining to forget that you can still wiggle your toes and have joy. Yeah? So what I want you to do, bring yourself back down into your body. Back into the here, into the now, into the present. And as you breathe in, I want you to focus on the way that the skin feels and the temperature of this room. And the next breath in, I want you to feel how sweaty your fingertips are right now. And on your next breath, I want you to feel the weight of your breasts rising and falling. And on your next breath, I want you to feel your cunt contracting and moving and shaping with each breath as the diaphragm rises and falls. As our lungs expand, our diaphragm pushes up and opens up the possibility for ourselves to be filled, to be rocked, to be taken, to be used, to be pleasured. Following my voice, I want you to bring all of your consciousness out from your fingers, up from your toes, and down into the space between your cunt and your ass. Your perineum, according to Tantra and yoga and a thousand other charts and pathways, is our root chakra. It's our base. It's where we hold on to primalness and reptilian brain. It's not even about passion and desire. It's just about survival and the raw need to rut. And I have you take five more good, deep root breaths for me. Feel that tension up there in your clit, around your labia. Four, and push it out. There we go. There we go. And five. And as you breathe in on this next breath, we're going to be moving it up into your abdomen, up into our reproductive organs, up into the base and the interior. And the fillingness, I'm gonna have you breathe in up through your cunt and pull all of your energy up into those sex organs, up and up and up and up and up and out. And again, up and up and up and up and building and building and building and building and building and out. And up and up and up and I'm feeling it fill up, fill until you almost want to burst, like you can imagine there's something huge jammed inside you, but there's an end. Up and 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 hold that right there. Don't let go. Don't let go. Just feel it right there. Feel it right there. And out. Feel that touch. We're gonna move up right to where my fingers are. We're gonna move up to your solar plexus. And as you breathe in up through this diaphragm area, breathe in every dream and every naughty fantasy and every possibility that you were ashamed or afraid to say to a lover. I want you to remember those times that you've jerked off in the bathroom because you were afraid that if you did it in your bedroom, they might walk in and ask what you were thinking about. I want you to think about all of those people you've seen on the street and gone, oh, if only. And recall the way that they moved and their ass shook. And the way, staring across the bar, you saw them and their breasts were heaving or their shoulders were square and strong. And those temptations and possibilities that filled you and made those breaths a little too shallow. For if we can consciously voice to ourselves our dreams, those things we deserve, we give voice and power to them. We empower ourselves to claim them should we desire them to actually happen. And if we don't really want them, we just want to jerk off in the back of some hotel, or we just want to sneak a peek of a fantasy while someone's going down on us, we don't have to make them happen. But we give ourselves the power then to use those dreams, use those desires, and then breathe them out. And breathe them out. Yeah.
I have a need. I have a need, and it is that someone wants my shoes.
Happily. There we go. I want you to bring your breath further up, up into your heart. And it's strange because a lot of people think of the heart chakra as love. It's about awareness of love. An awareness of getting. And since we're thinking about bodies today, what have you been longing for? Rough tongues, smooth strokes. The dirtiness of crime scene sex, where body fluids are splashed all over the place. Or the intricacies of the dance of romance. That first kiss. Those stolen taboos of moment. With your next in-breath, we're bringing you up to your throat. Up to this place where those beautiful little moans are escaping out of. Yeah. Yeah. Up to your throat. Up to our place of communication. Up to our place of opening up to others, which can be so terrifying. To open up and to share. And it's not just about talk. We tell the people that we desire things every single moment that we're in their presence. Our heart rate quickens. Our breath speeds up. We push our thigh a little closer to theirs and hope that they won't pull away. Let your body go where it needs to go. Where do your fingertips want to go right now? Yeah. What does your body want to tell you? Forget telling the universe, forget telling a lover. What does your body want to tell you right now? It's amazing because our skin is our largest sensory organ. It's the largest organ of our body. And we never use it. Not in all of its possible myriad ways. It looks like your body's trying to communicate that to you. Throat is about communication in all of its forms. As you breathe in through your throat, feel that desire building. Desire to share with yourself every possibility that you deserve. As you breathe in, build up and know that you can share this with others too, if you so choose. As you breathe in through your throat, open yourself up to hearing what everyone else is communicating with you as well. As you breathe in through your throat, open up to what your body wants. This is about root intellect, not intellectual interpretation, just what you know in the core of you that you need.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.